angled foregrips, vertical foregrips, hand stops. What do you choose to put on the front of your rifle? Hey everybody, this is Jason from the Rogue Banshee, and thank you for joining Team Banshee today as we talk about foregrips and which ones we choose. Now on the bench here, I have a couple of rifles here to show you the different options, and really it comes down to personal preference. What feels right? And what feels right for you might be different than what feels right for me. But we're going to go through different options and let you make the most informed decision. Now, I've seen different variations of the vertical foregrip. I've seen plastic ones that have worked okay. And I've seen plastic ones that have, well, failed. I like all metal. I think the all metal just gives me the best grip, the best feeling, and the best sense of security of it being attached to the firearm. Now, I have a couple options here. They're from my friends over at Bowden Tactical. They have some really good stuff, and they have some really well thought out foregrips. Now, lately, I've really been getting into the angled foregrip. I like how my hand wraps around, and of course, I have this competition cut handguard, and my thumb wraps around. I never wrapped my thumb around before, but now with this competition handguard, I really kind of like it. So what happens here is that I get a good solid grip of the gun and I can wrap my thumb around and it just feels natural. Now the other thing I like about this angled foregrip from Bowden is that it has a barricade stop. So that way if you're shooting competition and you're coming up against a barricade, I can put this right up against the barricade and then I can have my other hand free to grab another point in the rifle, so that way I get a really stable platform. Now, I used to like vertical foregrips. I used to like them just because I felt like I had a really good grip. The one problem I've had with vertical foregrips is that when I get everything tight, I actually feel stress in my elbow right here. Now, I'm pretty big on ergonomics, and not all foregrips are really ergonomic. Now, as much as a vertical foregrip puts a little bit of tension onto my elbow that I don't like, these ones from Bowden are a little bit different. If you look carefully, this first grip here actually is bigger than the other ones, and this slightly tapers to the bottom because of your hand. Because in my hand, my fingers get smaller as they go down, and it just kind of fits really good. And I get a good solid grip of this gun. Now these come in all shapes and sizes. For instance, this one has a 4-finger grip and this is a 3-finger grip. So that way it doesn't stick out quite as far from the rifle. So it's less for you to snag. Now the reason why I really like this Bowden is this one gets me the highest grip up against the rifle. So that way I know that I have a completely stable grip. So if I want to go thumb over, I can still go thumb over. Or if I want to go thumb forward or get a good grip, it's just all the same for me. It gives me a lot of options because my hand is so far up against this rail. Now these are all personal preferences. I like to get my hand as far up as I can to make sure that I maintain contact. But there are other ones that'll have you grip a little bit farther down. They might be bigger, they'll fit your hand, whatever works for you. Now here on my 308, I have a hand stop. Now there's been a lot of debate on hand stops and how to install these things. Do you put the long leg back? Do you put the long leg forward? It really depends on you. I like the long leg back because when I grip the gun, the whole idea is to keep my hand from moving forward. Now, these are really good for like AR pistols, but you can use them on a rifle. And it kind of gives me the same grip as the angled foregrip, but not quite as drastic. Now, the nice thing with these micro foregrips is that you can put your hand right here, or since they're curved on the front, you can actually get your fingers around it like this. So that way, you can get a lock both forward and back and really get a good solid purchase of your firearm. Now, the other thing that's really cool with these micro hand stops is not only can you split your fingers, but you can also put your hand forward and pull the rifle back into your shoulder. So there's multiple ways that you can use these micro hand stops. Now, which one do you choose? It's really up to you and the type of shooting you're going to do. Whether you go with a vertical foregrip like this one, or you go with an angled or a hand stop, it's completely up to what feels right to you. No matter which one you choose, it's probably not a wrong decision. It's completely up to how it feels in your hands. Now, I've got some other content right over there for you. Make sure you check that out because I got some great stuff. Thanks for watching. Hope you stayed safe out there. I look forward to seeing you again soon.